Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer is with us. And Jennifer, always love having you on. This is your first time back on since we've gotten a verdict in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. I want to get your insight and ask you the two questions. Are you surprised that the defense rested the way it did? And anything about the verdict? What's your initial reactions to all this?
Well, first, I think that was a bad move by the defense. I believe, though, that probably the defense team and Lori Vallow could not come to terms in terms of what the defense should be.
Yeah.
Pointing the finger at Chad was the smart move. I think perhaps she wasn't in agreement, judging by how she reacted in closing. So that's kind of my thoughts there. I think that was just, look, the deal was sealed. It's hard to come up with a defense when there is no defense. I will say that. I think they're just going to rely on the appeal.
And that's interesting, the way that it all played out. And you're exactly right. What do you do when there isn't much of a defense? What I'm curious about, though, with the appeal process is if she was not happy that they went down that road of throwing Chad under the bus, of even throwing her under the bus in many ways in terms of her mental health and such. I've heard the same thing. We saw the same thing in her reaction. She did not look all too happy that those sort of points were brought up, and I'm guessing she probably didn't want them brought up as well. Could that work in her favor of defense of saying, look, my counsel did not do what I asked them to?
I think very possibly. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this one. I think certainly, like I said, they're withholding their scuds for the appeal. And I think they might have more than one. I believe there was an issue with discovery, as we all know. You know, that took the death penalty off the table in the first place. I don't know how that will be used in terms of appeal, but my guess is that will be brought up. As you said, you know, the Sixth Amendment in terms of counsel, she's probably going to argue all sorts of issues there. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't think she'll win anything on appeal. But I think that's, you know, the route they're going to have to go in light of what it looks like. And that is, they're not on the same page.
If this does go to, I mean, it will, obviously there'll be appeals. It doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere, but let's say that she is granted another trial. Would there ever be a chance that death could go back on the table in a new trial, or once it's been taken off here in this first one, is it off no matter what if she gets another chance?
I don't think the death penalty would go back on, Tony. That's such an interesting question, because the reason I find that interesting is if they went back, could, in other words, there's an appeal made on this very issue, the prosecution has a chance then to also perhaps appeal the fact that the death penalty should have been on.
Yeah. Like, does it completely, does it reset everything?
Yeah. Does it reset everything? I don't know that answer, Tony. I'm going to have to defer to an appellate attorney that would know that. I've never seen that. That's a great question.
It's very interesting to think about. The other thing I've been wondering about with this case, as now we see it continue to go on, it's far from over. Obviously, she still has sentencing. But there are two other pending trials that are going to be happening at some point, likely, for the death of her husband, Charles Vallow. And now we're hearing that Maricopa County wants to press charges against her for the attempted murder of Brandon Boudreau. Obviously, attempted murder doesn't carry the death penalty, but I believe Arizona does have the death penalty, correct?
They have the death penalty, but because this is a conspiracy case, I don't believe the death penalty will be on the table. I actually had to do some extra research regarding this issue. It's not going to be on the table because of what she's being charged with, which okay. I will be believed to be conspiracy on the attempted and conspiracy on the murder.
So it does not work to be a death penalty case unless it's if it's something other than conspiracy. It would have to be what, direct first degree murder, not conspiracy?
Right. A murder charge, first degree murder charge. And since it's a conspiracy, the death penalty would be off the table.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendapfer joining us. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your insight. And hey, if you like the podcast, you want access to all of our true crime podcasts, and there's a lot of them. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You'll get access to every single episode of every single show, tons of them in the True Crime Today family. Just check out our page on Apple Podcasts and become a premium subscriber there to get access to all of that. You'll love it, binging away with no ads. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.